this. Get out of your seat and dance. Get up and dance. You're on the ET, Crap. Get up and dance. Right now, I want 1 billion ETs on extraterrestrial craft to get up and dance. Everybody should be dancing. Hey, it's Connect the Dots radio show. When you hear that music, you know it's time to connect the dots. This is your host, Tom Edison. Yeah. And if you are listening to the ET Yoga Man, Mr. Charles Green, who just got done finishing his show. Wow, some amazing information about healing there. And it takes us all back to the power of suggestion. Yeah, you know, you ever heard that? Hey, if I claim to be ruler of the world, the only power I really have is the power of suggestion. And I'll be the first one to say, because I'm the kind of person, I'm willing to challenge anything. If there's some logic behind the challenge, I'm there doing the logical challenging. And even though I've been harassed on Twitter, yeah, I'm on there by the Twitter monster that goes after people that try to bring out the truth about the vaccines. I concluded a long time ago, there is no logic to vaccines. It's a ill-conceived concept that some quacks thought up over 100 years ago to try to make themselves look important by injecting poisons into people to try to boost their immune system. Yeah, I mean, we know, I'm not even going to get into it. I know where they got their original idea to come up with that crazy hairband scheme, but it's illogical for many reasons. The quacks who thought this up knew nothing about the five bodies that make up a human being. Yeah. Used to be the esoteric information. That information supposedly only for the enlightened ones used to be the pens, the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. They were looking at the human body as four bodies. But now we have other terms to consider, like the plasma body. And then there's, I think there's another one called, whatever it's called. Hey, read the book called, read the Book of Knowledge, otherwise known as the Keys of Enoch. Yeah, they'll give you another list of five. Well, either way, it's basically five bodies overlapping, four bodies overlapping, the fifth one, the physical, that make up the human being. Now, all the quacks, including the ones that got the crazy hairbrained screen for vaccines, didn't know about this, including most of them nowadays today, too. The ones that get the medical degrees from the universities that brainwash them to use only pharmaceutical medicine or allopathic medicine, as they sometimes call. And that's why they're illogical. If you're only looking at one aspect of a five-part body, how the hell are you going to fix anything? You're not. And of course, they've been done duping the public long enough, but they're going to continue to dupe because the general public is that friggin' stupid. You let them get away with it this far, they're going in for a second kill. You know? They're doing it right now. If you watch the regular news, mainstream media news, all the fake news channels, you know, it's all fake news. That's one of the greatest statements that President Trump gave us. He coined the phrase fake news. I mean, he didn't coin the phrase, but he made it popular. And now we all use that term, fake news, because it is It's been contrived for a long time, and now the news people are partners in crime. All news agencies are owned by six people in the whole world, all the big powerful ones. And the newspapers are owned by the same people, and the governments are owned. Yes, all the governments are owned by the same people, too. It's the New World Order. You know, they're going for the world takeover. They have most of it ready, but they're not happy with that. They want to commit full-scale genocide, you know, like it's never been done before, and that's what the vaccines are all about, destroying people's immune system. And, you know, you've been stupid enough to swallow this bag of crap for 2 years, and they've got you hooked on the literally hooked. They got you literally hooked on the booster shots, and they got the same commercials out there. the re-quack doctors re-quacking all the false misinformation. Talk about the stove calling a kettle black. You know, old stoves used to be black, just in case you didn't know. That's where that stain came from. But they're going for it again. You know, now they're coming up with, you know, they just make these numbers up. And it's been uncovered. You know, I just want to remind everybody what's been uncovered in the last couple of weeks that's circling around out there. Hospitals paid $480,000 per death that they can cause and connect it to COVID. Well, hospitals are making a fortune. You know, the hospitals don't really get the money. It's the people who run the hospitals get the money, the kickback money. And the doctors are in from the set. You know, the quack doctors, they're collecting money too. The more people they can diagnose with this make-believe COVID, you know. I've mentioned before that two major Ivy League universities here in America tested 1,500 people that did an in-depth analysis of 1,500 people that were diagnosed already with having had COVID, blah, 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 blah. And they found none of them had this mysterious COVID. It was all influenza A or B. And then when you look at the facts, there was no influenza A or B really being recorded the years 2020 and 2021, because all those cases had now were re-identified as COVID, make-believe COVID. The whole thing, you know, this scamdemic, the whole thing was a plan to trick you. And boy, did they trick you. Are people that stupid? Come on, if you grew up in America and many other countries in the world, you should know your government is crooked as the drug cartel criminals out there. And sometimes the government's even worse. Sometimes the government works hand in hand with the criminals. And they're working hand-in-hand with the New World Order criminals down there, too. And if you're stupid enough to believe these criminals in government who steal your taxpayer dollars, really, or waste them, rather, they don't steal, and you've been duped already by the other fake agencies that you have to pay taxes. You know, in America, originally, taxes were voluntary. Then these stupid people started listening to what the crooked government was telling them, oh, no, you, we have to take some money out and this and that. And people went along with it. Like I say, you know, let's face it, if you get out of high school and go get yourself a job, and, you know, and you're not knowledgeable about the Constitution, about the tax laws or anything like that, or what's been done beforehand, you just assume it's okay for your employer to take out tax money, you know? And then, of course, it gets in the hands of the government. That just, they know they can get away with pocketing most of it and wasting the rest. And very little serious stuff gets done. And no matter how much of tax money they get, it's never enough. It's a greed factor. And this is where we're at. So they're ramping up the numbers again because they're getting ready for government. They got away with it once. They're going to go for it again. You know, the lesson here, people, you need to understand. It's mad dog syndrome. And you can check into yourself. When a dog becomes classified as a mad dog, which means goes around and starts biting people, as soon as he gets away with biting the first person, if he isn't put down right after that, he knows he got away with it. He desires to do it again. A certain thrill to it, I guess, biting a human and getting away with it. Now he's all powerful. Hey, I'm a mad dog. I'm sizzling. I'm growling. Who can I bite next? And he looks for suspects, weak people that won't, or just anybody, because he's got the bite fever. And that's exactly what the New World Order has. And your government people have too. They get away with things like a mad dog, and they didn't get punished or knocked down or put down. And they realize, hey, I can do that again and get away with it because nobody even tried to stop me. And this is what's going on now. So forget about government. Forget that stupid idea that government is here to help you. I mean, sure, in America it's great, you know, in some other countries too, where you have you retire and you get a pension and or Social Security or some other kind of freebies. And government does pay for that, but it only takes a small amount of money to pay for those things. All the rest of the money is funneled into the pockets of the rich and the pockets of the politicians, and the secret programs that actually are designed to kill you. That's how it is. You know, it's not really a funny matter, but I just wanted to put it in proper perspective there. So you need to wake up, people, and start learning about positive thinking and that your mind can cure anything. That's right. And that's a proven scientific fact. Pyro suggested the placebo factor works. So really, don't even waste your time going to doctors unless you're really that stupid and don't want to make an effort to figure it out for yourself. In some cases, people are stupid. They need to go to somebody else to tell them there's something wrong with them. And you can thank the public education system for making people that stupid. But power suggestion is a powerful tool. If you're familiar with the teachings of Jesus, he talked about the power of suggestion. As you believe, so it shall be. There's plenty of stories in the Bible where people came up to him and asked him to be healed. And he sensed that they were had faith in him to the point of he says, go home, you will be healed. That him just saying that was enough to for the mechanisms in place in the universe to make it happen. Of course, we're on Earth, we're still working with the diluted mechanisms, but they're empowering themselves. And, oh, by the way, that's how all the vaccines, any success they ever had with vaccines was the placebo effect. The people actually, in the beginning, the people actually believed the doctors. And those who had true faith in the doctors, giving them whatever poison was in the vaccine, actually became healed. And the doctors actually stupidly believed that they were successful with their own quackery, because they themselves didn't understand how the placebo effect works. And it's all about mind over matter. And that's why it's always good to think. That's what strong-willed people do, think. And, you know, I'm not going to let this get me down. I get knocked down, I bounce back up. And that usually is enough to keep you on your feet and going. Of course, you know, if you perpetuate bad habits, it can drag you down to the point of you're stuck running to the doctor because you stupidly destroyed your health system. Because you weren't paying attention and taking responsibility. You know, the body you've inhabited, you're a spirit inhabiting a physical body. And if you stupidly handle that body you were given for free, you're creating your own problems here to the point of where it gets so bad and you've been so lazy because you haven't done shit for yourself. Your whole life relied on other people telling you what to do, relied on going to the doctors like they trained you to do, relied on listening to them and their faith prescriptions. You know, there are a few pharmaceutical products out there, I'm sure, that do a little good here and a little good there. But that's in a small percentage, probably way under 10%. The rest are all concoctions designed to make you sicker and has adverse effects. If you watch the commercials on TV, they all have 20 side effects. Maybe some only have a dozen side effects, but there are serious side effects too, like death, you know, and all kinds of bad things like that. And you know, how can you be so stupid? They're warning you that it has all these side effects. How could you be so stupid to even want to try these products and tell it to go ask your doctor? Well, that's the last thing. You might as well tell you go ask the devil. Because the doctor, who most of the doctors have been bribed by these companies that make these products. You're okay to try that product, you know. And you'll believe the doctor because he isn't saying you're going to be totally healed. He'll say it's okay to take that product. See, big difference there. When Jesus said, go home, you were healed, that's a different story. The doctor doesn't say, go home, you're healed. He says, you can take this product. And their product is loaded with all kinds of bad things that will start all kinds of other bad things going. You'll be running back to the doctor. I don't have acne anymore, but I have nosebleeds. And I have vomiting a lot. And I'll give you some of these and I'll write a prescription for that. And it's a never-ending lifestyle of prescriptions and pill popping. And, of course, that's the big pharma plan. So anyhow, I'm on Twitter, and there's a lot of people, I follow a lot of spiritual people. They're into the 5D, the fifth dimension, the higher vibrational frequencies that planet Earth is moving into. If you're not aware about it, find out about it. Twitter's a good place to actually find out about it, because a lot of us have learned how to say what we want to say and reveal what we want to reveal without the tit-turd monster spying us and able to say that we've violated the rules that are pretty vague to begin with. And so that's it, the power of suggestion. So any success doctors ever had with vaccines was all with the power of suggestion, the placebo effect. Because there is no logic to putting poisons into a healthy system. And now we're talking about DNA changing. Like Charles Green said in the last show, There's this other technique of envisioning a cell, a pure cell in your body. And he's pointed out that the vaccines are designed that there will be no pure cells in your body. That's some bad, powerful, bad stuff they're giving you, believe me. So stop volunteering to destroy your body. Understand that everything spoken about these vaccines and boosters on TV, everything about them is lies, including the figures, the facts. The experts talking are not real experts. They're experts at lying. That's what their experts said. Regardless of the credentials, credentials from the medical school don't mean squat, really. With all the new knowledge coming out, healing with frequencies, now that's real healing when you're talking about frequencies. And there's so much to talk about frequencies because basically everything operates on frequencies, whether you know it or not. Why haven't you been taught that? People don't understand either why. Why is it bad to eat GMO food? Because they've destroyed the frequency. If you're eating GMO food, your body can't recognize it as food because the frequency has been destroyed. It's not an in sync with the universe frequency, and your body will, human bodies are great things. You can eat a lot of crap and the body deals with it like crap, and you crap it out the next day. Bodies are amazing factories like that, working, living factories that can deal with all kinds of crap. But there comes at the point in time, the tipping point, when too much crap gets in your body beyond the point of what your body can handle, and then you start to have physical breakdowns because you've overloaded the system. So that's the importance of not eating GMO food. That's how your body utilizes food. Once it breaks down, if it's living food, it has a frequency, and the body recognizes that frequency and knows what to do with it already. That's why water is so important. That's why you should be drinking spring water, because tap water is going to be filled with a lot of chaos, negative frequencies. So you either drink the bottle spring water or take tap water or bad water anywhere, put it out in the sun and meditate over it, and meditate like a perfect hexagon crystal, and with the intention that you're going to change all that chaotic water into perfect hexagons. And those hexagons will be ringing a true water frequency. And then your body can utilize it more than ever. Everything is in sync in the universe. And we're not talking about the kitchen sink here. Everything synchronizes by frequency. And we have to understand that we have been dealt a shitty hand by government, by the scientists, and by the evil extraterrestrials that are still holding out on our planet. I don't know exactly when back it started, but we've been visited, invaded, and abused by anti-God extraterrestrials for a long, long time. The famous Anunnaki from the so-called fabled planet Nibiru, also known as Planet of the Crossing, also known as the 12th planet, from that famous book, The 12th Planet, by Zachariah Sitchin, the late Zachariah Sitchin. Everybody should read that book, The 12th Planet. I don't personally agree with all his conclusions, but it doesn't matter. The bits of raw information that he revealed, that he uncovered from the Sumerian tablets in his investigations over there, deciphering the hieroglyphic type writings. The info is invaluable, and you'll begin to see, when you, especially when you hear the recorded record of the Anunnaki from the planet Nibiru, how they landed here 445,000 years ago, began interfering with mankind about 300,000 years ago, and later started mating with us, genetically altered, and they're one of the worst groups going. Of course, we can't, we have to give some credit to the demons, the invisible demonic beings, the fallen angels, and all the other archon-type energy beings that have visited our world, and some of them are still here. They invade our mind if they trick us into doing things all the time. Trickery is permitted in the universe, by the way. So that's why you got to be on your toes and don't fall. Right now, it's amazing how many stupid people are being tricked by the TV liars into harming themselves. You line up to get have some stranger stick a needle in you. You don't know what the hell's in that vial. You're trusting the TV liar, and you're trusting your lying government to believe it's safe, and you're trusting the ignorant person who's injecting it into you that it's okay. I mean, you know, there's no test being done on what's in that, what before they put it in your arm. It's just taken out of a vial, clean up the needle, clean up your arm, and zip, that way, just jab it. Okay, next one. And you have no idea if it's safe or not. You're believing the words of liars and deceivers. And we're finding out in the last 2 years all the adverse effects. We're finding out the hard way. Oh, yeah. Tens of thousands of people have died. Millions of people have had serious adverse reactions. And it's only going to get worse because if you know your history of vaccines, a lot of these real bad problems creep up a little further down the road. And, of course, the New World Order is hell-bent on their genocide plan. They got away with this war. They want to ramp it up. They want to speed it up. That's why all the boosters, you know. And they've sucked in, I don't know, half the population of the world into buying into this crap. And they're just drooling. Let's kill more people. Let's infect them. Let's continue our genocide of humanity. And who really, you know, I've said it before so you understand. It's not just the bankers and the corporations that are making money hand over fist here. It's the evil ETs and the demonic beings who really want the genocide. Because some of these evil entities, they get hooked on their evil deeds, and it's like another addiction, like greed, you know? And this is what's going on. Protect yourself. Make yourself aware. Like I say, turn off the boob tube. It's okay. I watch the boob tube news because I want to see what the enemy's up to, and I can't believe it. They're back to the same song and dance. The last 2 years, everything they've said since the beginning of the fake pandemic, the scamdemic, has been proven to be a lie. Everything about it has been proven to be a lie. And the people didn't wise up, you know. You thought, well, I got the back. I didn't die. I guess it must be okay. Now they're going to get you with the boosters. The boosters are going to be even more toxic than the vaccines, you know. And then they want you to keep getting them. So, well, if we don't we don't get you with the first booster, we'll get you with the second booster, or we'll get you with the third booster. But we're going to get you, and eventually the destruction of your immune system is kicking in more each day goes by, and you're going to be suffering more than you ever imagined, unless you get wise and get some real knowledge and start pledging your allegiance to real medical practitioners. These are the ones that don't have the doctor's degrees. These are the ones that know about vibrational healing. Even prayer is better than going to the doctor, seriously. Of course, you got to know how to pray, and you got to know to believe in what you're praying. And then there's, you can call on your support teams, too. Yeah, you can learn about that. Follow the star seeds. Join Twitter and key in the word star seeds. Follow the star seeds. They know, they have plenty of information about taking care of yourself and doing all the good things and avoiding the bad things. And of course, just visit the Cobra's resistance group. Cobra is a name. It's not an individual, and no, it's not a snake either. I mean, it is a snake, but no, talking about the Cobra, it's a group, part of the Galactic Federation. Cobra is their spokesperson, so to speak, and he's got the blog out there. It's called 2012portal.blogspot.com. And you can get a tremendous amount of information of what's going on behind the scenes. It'll help you make some more sense of what's going on in the news with the war in Ukraine, Mariupol, the people hiding out in the steel factory. It turns out, steel factory, 30 meters below, they have all kinds of bad ET things going, and that the secret military groups of both the United States and NATO they keep their biological weapons under that steel factory. That's one place. That's why the factory hasn't just been bombed to get the people out. They bomb around it, but they don't want to send the bombs directly into it, because that'll spread all the toxic bioweapons that are still locked down there. They have to be taken out safely. Otherwise, they can be exploded and blown into the air. And we don't want biological weapons flying. I mean, those are real killing machines. And of course, nobody obeys the treaties with the United States. We just pretend to obey them. So do the other countries. Nobody obeys those treaties. Once they found out back in World War I, the result effects of biological weapons, oh my God. Yeah, this is a great weapon we have here. Yeah, we'll pretend we won't use it. We'll sign a treaty we don't use it, but they use them. You know, on TV, you only hear that the people we officially don't like the Syrians now, the Iranians, or the Iraqis at one time, they all use biological weapons. But we're not willing to admit, the news will never tell you that the U.S. uses them, or other countries use them. They do. And that's what you'll find out, a lot of information regarding that at 2012portal.blogspot.com. Hey, you know, depending on where you are, if it's Saturday, well, it's been a special day, the eclipse. The eclipse happened about, I don't know, 7 or 11 hours ago from where we're at now. Yeah, I'm doing the show from New York City, so I'm into Sunday already. But on Saturday, yeah, there was the big talked about eclipse with a full moon out there. Yeah, and it was also referred to as a black moon because apparently that's the term used for when a second full moon happens in the same month. I'm telling you, this is Connect the Dots radio show. This is an educational show, believe it or not. This is a show where truthful information is brought out. Oh, yeah, as far as under that city, Odessa, there's another pit, cavern place under the city of Odessa where they house and make biological weapons. You'll find that out on the Cobra blog. And it's official information for the resistance groups that's working behind the scenes to take all the bad guys out from other worlds that we didn't even know existed until this operation started a number of years ago. And if all those bad creatures had just never come to Earth, we'd all be in paradise already. Well, 5D Earth is going to be a paradise. Anyhow, so the importance of this eclipse, black moon eclipse, solar eclipse, however you want to refer to it, and it's been referred to in all ways, believe it or not, there's the alignments of the planets. Like a number of days ago, we had four planets all lined up, you know, in a direct line, a direct, you can say the same vector coming out of the sun. We had in their orbits around the sun, they were all aligned, four of them, plus the Earth. And when the moon passes through, include the moon too. So I think we're down to three now, but it's an important time of energy reaching the Earth. And of course, we had the, as from, was it 21st of December, 2021, the last winter, winter solstice, we had the light coming from the central sun all the way through all the center points of all the galaxies till it reached our galaxy, till it reached our solar system, and it's pouring in the light now. And those who are assigned to do it and who have volunteered to do it, we're anchoring the light to Mother Earth, which will help activate her and bring her faster into a full 5D Earth. Right now, the Earth is like it's sitting on the fence, you know, it's like, so to speak. It's got 1 foot in 3D and 1 foot in the 5D. Well, what about the 4D? Well, I don't know. It seems to be not that important right now. And the point of moving all the way up to 5D is because when you get up to 5D, a lot of these negative energies, they just can't, you know, keep the routine, evil routines going in 5D. That's why you want to keep us down here in physical reality. That's why I want to keep feeding you the lies. This is your only life. And if you're good, you'll go to heaven, and bad, you'll go to hell. Well, it doesn't work that way. That's the lie that's been fed to humanity for way, way too long. And too many people bought into it, unfortunately. Remember who you are. You're a spirit inhabiting a physical body. Hey, just in case you didn't know, it's a call-in radio show. If you have a phone and something important to say, you know, the eclipse is a good topic to talk about. ETs is always a good topic. Hey, call in. Number is 888-627-6008. Hey, that's toll free. Of course, that number is only good for the U.S. and Canada. For another part of the globe, you have to find out the other number. Call in the regular number and use the other key exchange things to call out of your country into our country. And I think that number is 323-377. Or is it? I can't remember. I never, you'll have to look that up on the BBS radio. You might be listening to it. It's posted right. If you're listening to the show via BBS radio on your laptop or something like that, the number's up there. You know, the 323 number. The other number. The non-toll-free number. So, I don't even have to tell you that. But, hey, toll-free number, 888-627-6008. And, hey, free to talk about anything. I like to talk about anything that's meaningful and important. An important thing to talk about is, hey, now that all the bad stuff has been uncovered, why aren't the politicians doing anything to change things? Why haven't they stopped the media companies from giving you all this misinformation? Is that funny? The media companies are the ones supplying all the misinformation, and they're talking about worrying about us, the regular people, misinforming each other. It's insane. You know, they're accusing us exactly of what they're guilty of, or falsely accusing us. So anyhow, that's the deal, Camille. And frequency is a key word. Learn about it. Learn about the Rife microscope. I believe the guy's name was Royal Rife microscope, where he detected that any virus, and it's make-believe COVID is a virus of some sort. You know, it's a manipulated one. They want to make it as deadly as possible. They create the variants as they go. Never mind about variants mutating. That's what they're telling you, you know. That's just the cover story. They're mutating the virus. They're working in their labs. How can we make this make people sicker faster? Because the plan is to depopulate humanity. They don't want to get rid of all humanity. They want a few of us around to run the machines on them and stuff like that, you know, take out the garbage. You could probably use robots for that now. And yeah, just one or few of us but around. But it's depopulation agenda, full speed ahead. That's what's going on behind the scenes. Why isn't the media telling you about that? We, the regular people, have done all the investigations. We know what's going on. If we just listen to the whistleblowers, we would know what's going on. And poor guys like Snowden, you know, they're just ganging up on him. He's amazingly, he's kept himself out of harm's way till now. But he should have, he should have went into hiding better. But meanwhile, bribe money, there is an unlimited amount of bribe money. I've said that before. You know, all the currencies are basically fiat currencies. So the bankers who are part of the New World Order, they can just print up an unlimited amount of money. They can't bribe you with $1 million. They can bribe you with $10 million. And that's how they've been able to buy everybody out. And even if you're a diehard and don't want to go along them, you have a position of authority, they can use all that extra money to all kinds of things to kill you if they don't like it. That's what they do with the doctors. They don't like, they talk about real health minister. They hire hitmen, get them killed. And they do it with other people, too, when they know they can easily get away with it. It's cheaper to do that, and, you know, they're businessmen. They'll do it that way, and they believe they can get away, and of course they get away with it. You know, how many times does somebody have to hang themselves in jail before you realize, you know, how are these people able to hang themselves in jail with cameras working and stuff like that? And it's standard procedure for, I don't know, less 50 years or more. If you go to jail, they take your belt away so you couldn't hang yourself with a simple deal like that. And people keep hanging themselves in jail, you know. Totally unbelievable. And what else is going on? Yeah, there's more. There's more. If you listen to that crackpot, that moron, you know, I don't mean to be rude, but the imposter president of the United States, he is an imposter. I don't think he's even a human being they've got there. It's some kind of a growing the test tube look-alike clone that has got the mentality of, I don't know, a brainless vegetable. Pretty much. And there was some interesting, they're capturing on film whenever they can, because it's kind of, it's almost amusing, but this is serious shit. What kind of, you know, this is America. Who's in charge, huh? Really? How can this be allowed to happen? The guy's a total moron, you know? He's a puppet for the New World Order, so obvious. Every decision he makes is the wrong one. He can't even complete a sentence correctly. Can't remember who's who, you know? Calls people by the wrong title, you know? I mean, it's an embarrassment. But it's, you know, it's sabotage happening right in front of your face. Why are we allowing this to happen? Is the bribe money that good? Have they bribed everyone in all the military command units of the United States of America to allow, to not use their authority to arrest this imposter? You know, we've already proved he cheated. Even though the judge didn't allow it in court, you know, we need to, like, stop following a set of rules that are designed to block us at every angle. You know, all the laws set in place are devised to protect the guilty, the criminals. We're talking about the high-class criminals, the white-collar criminals. All the laws are designed to protect them. How can we keep following these stupid, ridiculous laws that don't make any sense? And how can we allow judges to not allow the truth to be brought to court? Well, a judge makes a statement like that with a serious issue like cheating in an election, a judge rules he doesn't want to hear the facts, that judge needs to be removed immediately. I don't need a law for that. That should be common sense. And the military should step in and just do it. Say, sorry, Mr. Saboteur, you're acting in a traitorous manner, and we're going to arrest you for being a traitor. And we'll try you in our military court, where you won't have the luxury of hiding behind clever laws written to protect traitors like you. I mean, why haven't you done this, military people? Really? And the poor people that have to fly those chemtrail planes. Yeah, they're afraid of being court-martialed and spending years in jail. and all that. They've got you over a barrel, but please, come on. There's so many ways to stop these chemtrails. If I had access to the authority that some of these people have in the military, those chemtrail planes would not be running, polluting our skies, poisoning the air we breathe, poisoning the food that's being grown outside. You know, you got to be careful now. Just because it says organic, if your food is being grown in the path of the chemtrails, those poisons are going to fall out of the sky onto your organic food. I mean, take seriously what I'm saying here. You know, don't be fooled just by the label. Sure, we definitely want something that says no, no GMO, and you know, because we got to trust in something, labels, and of course they're always looking to pervert the labeling laws to make it more easy to get away with things. But just because it says organic, if you don't know exactly where it came from, you know, you really can't be sure, you know? Because if the term organic refers to they haven't used any pesticides and stuff like that. It doesn't include, it's not grown under the path of the chemtrail planes. It doesn't include that in the word organic. You know, if we want organic food now, it's so bad with all these friggin' chemtrail planes poisoning the air. In the areas where it's happening, you got to grow your organic food in the greenhouse, seriously. I'm just telling you some common sense here. And this is an educational show. But that's where we're at now. And water, you better stick with spring water. Luckily, they're still monitoring testing water at the sources in most states, I guess. I don't know about all the states. Definitely don't drink the tap water. It's either got chlorine poisons in it or fluoride poisons in it. And stop with the fluoride toothpaste. Now, you know what's been happening on Twitter? A lot of the good characters, the starseeds, they're here. Some of them from other worlds, they volunteered to come here to help anchor the light, because that's how this problem is going to get solved, by raising the vibration of the light. When the light vibration increases to a point, evil cannot exist. It dissipates. It has to go somewhere else. It just can't exist amongst a well-lit room, so we could say, or a well-lit planet. It has to do with the frequency, though. When the frequencies increase, and the frequencies are increasing right now, especially these last couple of days, and I'm following people, like I said, the starseeds on Twitter, a lot of them talking about headaches. And it's been explained that the our pineal, those of us that are getting headaches, our pineal glands, or pineal, you know, I guess we should say pineal, because the pineal gland resembles a pine cone. It's overlapping facets, resembles a pine cone. And it's known to have 108 facets. But we've foolishly not taken care of many of us haven't taken care of our pineal glands, because we've been drinking fluoridated water. We've been using toothpaste with fluoride, and fluoride calcifies that amazing organ, we could call it, amazing piece of living apparatus inside our brain. And that's the shape of a pine cone, known to have 108 facets. That's a key number, 108. Do your mathematics. It's a key number because it's divisible by certain other key numbers. The so-called geeks would say, go figure. And you should go figure on that one. Well, geek or no geek, we all should be focusing on that. They should be teaching those things in math class in public school. Yeah, the whole public education system has been turned topsy-turvy, and it's a good reason to get rid of it because it's, you know, it was a brainwashing system anyhow, and it allowed for bullying in the hallways and everything like that. That never ended. And it's, so homeschooling is really the future. Public schooling, I don't know. It has a limited amount of use, but we can never go back to the 6-hour school day where kids are trapped in small rooms. And they also, that situation has also become even more unhealthy when everyone walks in school with a cell phone on. You know, whether you're using it or not, you're sucking in all that radiation. In a small room, it becomes cumulative. So your kids are just, they're going to school, but they're destroying their health at the same time. So what maybe seemed like a good idea a couple hundred years ago with the one room schoolhouse into the prison-like schools where we switch classes, the bigger prison-like schools, it's become really a death trap for children. And so in a way, it's good the whole system is falling apart. Forget about sending your kids back to school. Forget about, you know, they can learn just as much as home, you know? Or we'll come up with some alternative systems, believe me. I could come up with a half a dozen alternative systems if somebody paid me the money to do it. I'm not going to waste my time and ask permission, well, why don't we try this? Listen, if I figure something out and figure it to work, I don't need your permission to tell me that it's a good idea. I know it's a good idea already because I invented it and came up with it and reasoned it out. You know, the whole idea we have to get permission from authorities is, you know, we got to toss that by the wayside too. And we need to change all the laws. Get it? All the laws basically need to be changed and start from scratch again. The best the way to start it is law number one, one of the famous teachings of Jesus, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And we can start again from there. Except this time when we make the laws, we don't want politicians to make the laws. They're not qualified. You know, that will make the same bunch of corrupt laws that give them the right to sit around, do nothing, collect money, and pretend they're doing something. The U.S. Constitution was a great idea before it got corrupted. There were enough safeguards put in place. You know, and all basically all governments, I said before, remember your Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic. That's right. We're all republics. There are no democracies. That's lies fed to you over the TV, fed to you by the teachers in the brainwashing school systems. There are no democracies. They're all republics or dictatorships. We need alternative forms of government. Not that hard to do, really. For those of us know how to think. And no, we don't want college professors coming up with them. The regular people on the street can figure it out for themselves. You know, neighborhoods, we can figure out what kind of an education system we want. And no, we don't want to be teaching sex education. That's something that needs to be taught at home, you know, by the mother and father of the children. And we want to close all these foster homes because they're nothing but child and you know what do you call it, mistreatment centers. That's what they are, foster homes now. NFG. And you got to change all the laws. That's right. The first ones we want to get rid of is all these crazy authorities that the government has. And we want to put some new laws in place immediately. One of the first laws should be the right of the general public to remove any elected official by just making one unethical move with their position of authority. That's it. One mistake, and you're out by the end of the week. And we don't need a ridiculous amount of people to get rid of you. Just a fairly large crowd. And when people see how easily they who become politicians and public servants, when they find out how easily they can get removed by the general public, maybe they'll start behaving like they're supposed to. And we need to rewrite the laws on police behavior. It's out of control. Yeah, if you don't change the laws, police can get away with doing anything. They got too many laws written in their favor now. They can basically get away with doing anything. And that's not a way, you know, who wants police like that? And we don't want police hiding behind billboards looking to give us radar tickets and stuff like that. Ridiculous. In fact, we need to get rid of the speed limits. We can put up suggested speeds. I mean, Automobile Association of America has proved countless times over that people drive at the speed they're comfortable with. You know, if you're worried about your kids getting hit by cars driving too fast, don't let them play in the street. If you're the parent, you need to teach them the danger of playing in the street. Of course, it's okay to play in the streets on side streets, and kids need to be aware. A car turns the corner and comes down, you need to pay attention. Look, if it's going fast, get the hell out of the way. This is just common sense. And, of course, we need to bring back the old common sense law. You know, no one was hurt, no crime was committed. And, hey, this is an educational show. What can I say? I'm going to have a new Subway Fantasy video out in a couple of weeks. It'll be a documentary, probably, some special. I like to do documentaries on musicians, music documentaries that are not there at the top, you know. People that deserve a little more attention. Because I'm the kind of guy, I like to help the guy that needs a little more help, a little more attention. It's the kind of person I am. I cheer for the underdog, or I cheer for the person that hasn't got the super record contract but deserves it because of their talent. So that'll be coming out soon. If you're not familiar, I got 25 videos out on YouTube.com. Three rock and roll documentary, Subway Fantasy 1. Rather, Subway Fantasy, the original, and then your Subway Fantasy 2 and Subway Fantasy 3. You can Google it and find it. And we're coming to the end of the show, and I got 22 other rock and roll songs. Some are rock and roll, some are folk. But they've got all got interesting videos. And that's the idea. Things have to be entertaining. And my next rock and roll documentary, it'll be entertaining. It won't just be the usual blah, blah, blah. Here's a caption here, blah, blah, blah. You know, it won't be that. It'll be interesting. Because that's an important part of life, to make things interesting. Life should be fun every day. Hey, I have to play a little every day or I won't be happy. And what can I say? You know, check it out. I like to collect a little, you know, these one penny a play or two pennies a play on my songs out there on CD Baby. I got two albums, Songs Better Than Dylan and American Party Songs. So you got nothing to do, go out there and give me a little support. Or hey, better yet, subscribe to my website, you know. Subscribe to my YouTubes. I need support. Subscribe to my show. Connect the dots here. If you've listened to the show for the last 4 years, I've given you more education than you could ever get going to any university for 4 years. And it's all been for free, you know? It'd be nice if I got if the worker deserves his wage. Because I live below the poverty level. I am one of the most educated people walking the face of this earth, but I live below the poverty level because I never really had a desire to earn a lot of money. But the government's making me poorer day by day because they're raising the cost of living by all their trickery and chicanery and blah, 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 and evil deeds. And blame it on the new order, I will. Okay, I'm coming to the end of the show. You're going to hear the lead guitar solo at the end of my song, and you the party in kind. Watch the video on YouTube. Are you the party in kind? Party apostrophe N kind. And you'll see what the party in kind is like. And you can decide if you are or not. Followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. That video's out there too on YouTube. And it's my anthem. I Gotta Be Somebody or I Won't Be Satisfied. Listen to the words. It could be your anthem too. Okay, Mr. Engineer, take us out of here now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here. My stand without being made clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked cause I caught their eye. I don't want to be nobody's slave. I don't want to join down in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without being made clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look cause I caught their eye.